We now present a live recording of an amazing love message given by Mary Winchell in the chapel on the campus of Bard College.
We give glory to the King this night, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you for the tent peg that's been placed in this chapel many years ago. We thank you for all the prayers that have been offered to the living God. And we thank you that those prayers are still before the throne of God. And Father, we do thank you. We thank you for every soul on this campus. We thank you for every soul, that every soul might come into your kingdom. We thank you that your arm is not too short, that it cannot save. We thank you that all things are possible for those who believe. That you're a God who does miracles. You've done them in the past. You've parted the Red Sea. And Jesus, you raised the dead, cleansed the leper, opened the eyes of the blind, caused the crippled to walk and to run. Is anything too hard for you? Is anything too hard for him? What are you believing for this night? What are you holding fast for? Let's lift it up. Let's lift it up. Lift up those people you've brought in. There's a multitude of people here. It might not look like it, but there's thousands, because each one of us have brought in those who are on our hearts. So, Lord, we lift up the multitude to you, Lord Jesus. We lift up our families, those that we love, our neighborhoods, those that we work with, our churches, our government, the U.S. Navy, God. We lift up Israel to you, oh God, and we do pray for peace in Jerusalem. Oh God, we ask you to forgive our sins of not interceding for Israel. Oh God, we do speak peace to Jerusalem. Peace, peace, peace. Peace when there is no peace. Peace in the midst of conflict. And Lord, we're looking forward to the Eastern Gate. We're looking forward to your return. But Lord, we need you right now within us in our everyday walk around kind of life. We need you in the now. Right here, right now. And Father, we do thank you for all those people that you've placed in our hearts. And Father, we do thank you for household salvation. We thank you for every soul coming into your kingdom, and we bind every spirit from darkness that would keep them from coming into the light. We ask forgiveness for all the innocent blood that we have shed and our ancestors. We pray that every curse would be broken over our families. For worshiping other gods, for vainglory, spilling innocent blood. Oh God, forgive us and forgive our ancestors. We want to be free. We want our families to be free. We want the curses to be broken. We want the familiar spirits to leave. Only your Holy Spirit, Lord. Only your Holy Spirit in our families. Only your Holy Spirit in our homes and over our children. We do bind the spirit of this world that would infiltrate our families. And we bind the spirit of pornography and addiction over our children and mental illness. Oh God, we pray for great deliverance for those that we love. Great deliverance for this campus. We bind the spirit of death and self-destruction. Oh God, that our children would have a hope, that they would see hope around them and not depression and oppression. And oh Lord, we ask forgiveness for the times we didn't want to live, when we got discouraged and we looked down instead of looking up. We choose to live and declare your glory. We choose not to get discouraged in our ministries when we don't see the results we want to see. When we pray and we don't see the miracles, Lord, we're going to believe for the miracles. We're not going to look back on yesterday. When we lay hands on the sick, we want to see them healed. We want to see the dead raised. And when we give the gospel, we want to see it received. Oh, Lord, we need more of you in our lives. We need more of your wisdom, your anointing. We know that you dwell within us. as our Lord, Savior, and Baptizer, but we want a release, more of a release, Lord, within us, so that we can see the miracles we've been talking about for years, but we haven't seen. We want to see that spirit of cancer broken. We want to see the mentally ill with sound minds. And Lord, we offer ourselves to you as ambassadors to go where you want us to go, to do what you want us to do. And Father, we don't want to keep doing what we always do. You know, there's a tendency as you get older to keep living in a rut. And sometimes it's easier to see it in other people, but we don't see it within ourselves, that we get in ruts. And ruts are comfortable. Not very pretty, but they're comfortable. And you know where the sides are. We're comfortable in our nothingness. Lord, we want to look at you with new eyes, and we want to have a new hope in our heart. And Father, if there's anything in our belief system that's not true, that we accepted because somebody said, whether it's mom, dad, preacher, teacher, we want to be rid of that stuff in our head that binds our thought process like silly putty. We want to walk in the spirit of revelation. I want to walk in that, do you? I want to have my mind and my heart open to what God is speaking in the now. Yesterday's words are great. I get out my journals and it encourages me. But I need rhema for today. I need, you know, you can take a stale bagel and toast it and it's pretty good, but there's nothing like a fresh one coming out of the oven with lots of hot butter. I know how to live. I need fresh bread. I don't want to do what I always do, because that's what I do. That's what my mother did. That's the way she made the pie. That's the way I'm going to make the pie. My sisters always do it that way. I want to have a teachable spirit. I don't want to be afraid of being different. We put barriers up in perimeters and how we think, and how God moves in our life, and how we see ourselves even. And it's all distorted. We, even though we're free, we're not free, or we think we're free. Because we see our lives through all the things that have happened to us. We see ourselves through rejection, acceptance, pain, sorrow, all distorted. Only the eyes of God see clearly. Oh Lord, I want to have your eyes, and I want to have your heart that truly feels and looks past the stuff. That I can look at somebody else and look past their stuff and love them. That I can even look in the mirror and look past my stuff and acknowledge your love for me. Your word says that I shall know the truth, and the truth will set me free. That you are the truth, the life, and the way. That you are reality. So much of life today, we get home, turn the tube on, because I want to escape out of this. Maybe in the past it was this, or maybe it was this, but there's all kinds of escape mechanisms. And we each have different ones. But I want my life to be so filled and so exciting that I don't need that. That I can handle the disappointments that come up and the frustrations and the telephone calls without looking for an escape. I haven't arrived yet. But I know there's a place in God that we can get to. There's a place in God that we can have perfect peace and be able to handle the disappointments and the frustrations. I want to go there, do you? Lord, you alone know each one of us tonight, and you know every hindrance, Lord, and we just come before you tonight, and we say, Lord, set us free. Lord, your word says that out of our belly will flow rivers of living water, and we want your spirit, Lord, to flow through us, and we don't want to be hindered with non-reality. We don't want to justify our behavior. We don't want to rationalize our sin any longer. Our impatience, oh God, of frustration. We want to be that river of love that will change the world. It's only love that's going to change the world. So we say, come, Lord Jesus, and change me. Change me. Forgive me for gossiping. Forgive me for saying negative things. For being a pessimist. For speaking words contrary to your promises. I can quote your promises, but in the next breath, just annihilate them. Lord, I want to walk what I talk. Not play acting, but be 100% clear through, whether it's in the morning, in the middle of the night, whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whether it's in ShopRite, at school, at work, or at church, that there's no variation, there's no turning in my life, there's no acting, that I can be genuine, the real article, 24 carat. I always did like 24 carat. It's too soft to do anything with, but it is beautiful. And I thank you, Lord, that you're the sifter, you're the changer, you're the sanctifier, Holy Spirit. And we ask you to come and change us and deliver us, that we can be vessels of love to the world, because the world is crying for love. I think it was Gandhi who said if he met one true Christian, he could have been converted. That's pretty sad. Lord, we read your word, but you call us to become the living word, living epistles. That when others read our lives, they can read about you. A millennial version. I don't just want to memorize the word. Tape recorders do that. But I want my life changed so that your word is part of me. So come, Lord Jesus, change me. Change me. Lord, I want to see the campus change, but I know that they'll only see me. So change me.
Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Lord and Jesus, run forever, my dear friend, my close friend, always by my side and near me, with me every moment. Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my friend. Forever. And one day, Lord, we'll see each other face to face, eyes to eyes, hands to hands, and feet to feet, Lord. And you'll be my Jesus. You're my Jesus. Forever and ever, forever, Lord, in eternity with you, Lord, in eternity with you, Lord.
Eternity with you, Lord Jesus. We can't even envision eternity. We think in days, weeks, hours, minutes.
we have the calendar out, we have to do this and this and this, and it's so hard for us to even think about that. And how much more to conceive the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. We love so conditionally. If you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. If you say, mm-mm, to me, we carry offenses in our heart. We can be so sweet on the outside, be passive aggressive. You'll pay for that. And so it's hard for us to understand the love of God because we have so many conditions the way we love people. And so we see our world and we see love in the way we receive love from our parents and how we give it. So it's hard for us to understand that God loves us with an unconditional love. But we put barriers up to keep God from loving us. When we're rebellious, we're living in sin, we're saying no. Lord, we want to put down those walls because we really want to experience your love. Father, if there's any hardness in our heart, any bitter root judgments that we have made, those bitter roots sometimes, they're so submerged we're not even in touch with them. You won't hurt me again. And we have a stony heart. And it's like we go to church or we go to meetings, but we feel like we're on the outside looking in. We never really feel we're a part of, but we're spectators. I don't want to be a spectator in this walk, do you? I want to be a participator, active, moving. For it's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. There's only one pass through this place, there's not two. So let's make it count. Let's make it count. Lord, I do forgive. Could you say that after me? I do forgive.
Forgive.
Everyone. Who has ever hurt me, abused me, disappointed me, abandoned me. And I really choose to forgive my parents. And choose to forgive my parents. Sometimes we'll say, well, I don't feel that way. But it's surprising how many feelings we're not in touch with. And then we live out the judgment in our lives and we do what they did. Because there's patterns in our life. I want my old patterns just like an old asphalt. Surely in your town there's a road. Just coming up to my house, there's a road filled with potholes, and they keep filling the potholes. But we can go to Albany and back, and there's no road as bad as the road going to my house. And that old road's got to be ripped up. You can't keep patching it. You patch it for... I said, well, how many years ago did they do this road? You know, 20 years. They've been patching it for 20 years. That road needs to be gutted. That thing needs to be ripped up. And we have things in our life, and we know all the right things to say, and we can sing all the songs, but we need stuff that needs to be ripped up by the Holy Spirit. And we can be gray and we can be in the nursing home and still take it with us and still be saying the right words. And life is short, and I know it's shorter every day. Because the older you get, the quicker the days fly by. When you're a kid, summer's forever, right? And all of a sudden, it seems like life's on a video cam. It's going faster and faster. And yeah, and I'm that age again. I'm 40. I'm 45. I'm 50. And well, you start to get, you know... Well, that's still a kid. But if we don't stop and take count and say, God, change me. Because what he wants to do in us and what he wants to do in the timeline we're in is dynamic. And I don't want to be a bump in the road for somebody. I want the highway to heaven to go right through me, that every high place would come down, every low place would come up, and every crooked place would be made straight. So the healer's in the house tonight. The deliverer is here. And he can deliver you any way he chooses to. We're going to be praying, but he can deliver you on the way home. He can deliver you tomorrow morning. What he's looking for is our decision to become free. He doesn't cross our will. What do you want for you? Do you want all you can become? He knew you before the foundation of the world. He's given you giftings. He's given you graces. But sometimes we're like an archaeological dig. And we need the expert of the Holy Spirit to come in there and pan some of this dirt away. And he's gentle. He's gentle. He's gentle. And he never uproots something and leaves it a mess like we do sometimes. Sometimes we start projects and we never really finish them. You know, that old sweater that's half done, or the house that's half painted, or the barn that's half built. But he's the author and finisher of our faith. That when he starts it, he finishes it. And he's an expert craftsman. Whatever he doeth it well. And I can trust him. I might not trust others, but I can trust the Holy Ghost. And I can trust the Godhead because I am loved. So as I come to a revelation of the love of God, I can let go of fear because perfect love casts out fear. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And sometimes we think that we're doing great until we get to crisis, and then all the fear comes flooding back, all the what-ifs. And I believe he delivers us from levels of fear in so many areas. And insecurity. But I want to be bold for him. I want to be free from the fear of man that's a snare. I want to be free from the fear of the future, what other people think. I want to be a God pleaser. Right, because the word says when a man's ways are pleasing unto God, even his enemies will be at peace with him. But be careful when all men speak well of you. So if everybody's speaking well of you, that's enough to make you nervous right there. That means you're not doing everything right. You're missing it. So there should be some rustling of the waters around you. But not to be afraid of the conflict. Holy Spirit, grow big within us, that my spirit man is strong, hot muscles in my spirit, and that my soul, the word says that my soul might be saved through the engrafted word, that my emotions, that I'm not going to be like a restless sea, that I'm going to be stable in the midst of the storm, that as he is a rock, we can be a rock. He's a rock in a weary land, and there's so many people out there weary, they don't know where to go. But if we're stable and we're steadfast, and your light's shining, they're going to come looking for you. You're going to shine like the morning sun. You're going to be a light to the nations. Turn up the power, Lord. Turn up the power. That I might be like John, that I might decrease, that he might increase. Less of me and more of him. That I choose not to limit him in my life. That all my options are open. Keep your options open. Don't lock them down with I nevers, I don'ts, and I won'ts. let him out. Okay, we're going to pray, and God's going to set you free tonight by the power of His Spirit. His Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and set us free. If you want prayer, come on up. Father, we thank you for the worship here tonight. I thank you for the worship team. I thank you that they brought your presence in with worship and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Father, we want to go where you want us to go. If it's to the nations, we'll go there. If it's to Poughkeepsie, we'll go there. We're not going to look at the smallness of what we think the call is, but we want to be obedient servants of the Most High God. We don't want to look with our natural eyes, but we want to look with the eyes of the Spirit. And Father, if it seems too expensive or seems too far, we're not going to worry about that either, because you're going to meet all our needs according to your riches and glory. You're going to meet our needs. Resist not the Holy Spirit. Resist not the Holy Spirit. For He wants to move tonight in a new way in your life. Not same old, same old. But there's a change. I really believe there's a change in the way the Holy Spirit's going to move in our lives. It's going to be different. It's different. Okay? Do you need different? I need different. And I want, Lord, I just want you to come now and take down the barriers, so that we can move and go and be all you want us to be without fear. Without fear of what other people think. Not even any fear of what we think. But work in us to willing to do for your good pleasure.
Put on the garments,
and we put on the garments of praise, Lord God, for the spirit of heaviness. And we just offer everyone we carried in here up to you. We release the church, Lord God, the churches we're associated with, all the burdens, Lord. We give you thanks and praise. You're going to move. You're going to move in a new dimension, Lord God, through us tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Your joy is my strength, O Lord, my strength, O Lord. Put on the garments.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.